This is John's gem number 118, drawn from 1 John chapter 5 and verse 20. It's about what we should know. John wanted the people of his fellowship to know four things. They are that they have eternal life, that's verse 16, that those born of God do not continue to sin, verse 18, that they are children of God, but all the world marches to a quite different tune, that of the evil one, verse 19, that by knowing Jesus they know the truth in a very special way. That's this verse 20. And then he summarizes it all by saying that they were in Jesus. Their job was much easier than ours. In those days there were not too many things to know. Even those who could read would not have many things to read. We, on the other hand, are deluged with things to know. The TV and the radio and a million books take care of that. So it is hard for us to really concentrate on things like these and make sure they are really deeply embedded in our thinking. But we must make the effort to get them there and hold them there. We have eternal life, the life of the ages. A whole new world view opened up with the appearance of Jesus in the lanes and houses of Galilee. The kingdom has come with him as its crown prince. It is a kingdom that is unlike any other there has ever been. Not only is it a kingdom we can and should enjoy now, but it is one that will take care of us after we have died out of this earthly life. We will be in heaven, briefly, before we are resurrected, as Jesus was, to partake in the new heaven and the new earth. What it will be like, we do not know in any detail, but we have his word for it, and may rest in that with great confidence. He then gives us a sharp reminder that we must not live in sinfulness by his positive statement that we do not continue to sin. What happens if we do? He does not say, but the prospect would not be good. We do all sin, as he said in his first chapter, but we must not live with a fixed tendency to sin. That is idolatry. Beware. He then says that, presumably, provided we do not disbar ourselves by idolatry, we are the children of God, members of the family of faith. That you will probably not fully understand until you are overseas, away from home, and have to rely on your brothers and sisters of the faith. Then you will realize what the power of a worldwide family is. In knowing your fellows of the faith, you'll have some slight idea of what it means to be in Jesus, part of the body of the Messiah. You will come to understand that much of the world is quite antagonistic to you because of your faith. Some of you who read this will understand very much better than I, in my comfortable Western country, ever can, even though I lived for a few years in a country where Christians are not very welcome. In summary, then, his messages are: 1, we have eternal life. 2, continuing in sin is not possible for us. 3, we are in the family of the Messiah. 4, that all our thinking is to be centered on